call the meeting of the Operations Committee to order. My name is Jake McKenzie. I chair this committee. I represent Sonoma County and the nine cities therein. Could I ask, do we have a quorum? We have a quorum. That brings us to agenda item number two, which is a consent calendar. I'd look for a motion to approve consent. We have a motion, a second. Anything else that comes up? Hearing, seeing none. All those in favor of adopting the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent calendar is adopted. So that brings us to agenda item number three, Clipper Program Contract Actions. And you will note a number of actions to take in their totality. And I believe, Ms. Crotty, that the presentation is going to be given by somebody you might like to introduce.
Good morning, Commissioners. Melanie Crotty, Director of Operations Section. Yes, I would like to introduce the new Clipper Principal, Jason Weinstein. I believe most of you know Jason, but there has been a change in staff, and he is moving over to lead the Clipper program now, and he'll be giving the presentation this morning.
Good. Thank you very much. And Jason, welcome to this world.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Commissioners. Jason Weinstein with MTC Clipper staff. So we have a number, as you mentioned, a number of contract items before you this morning. Item three talks about two separate pools of contracts. The first ones I'm going to talk about under 3A are the ones to support our operations and consultant our contracts. There are four here. The first one is a purchase order with AT&T, which will support our network services. The second contract item is to support the on-call. We have on-call consultants supporting our section, EPS section. The third one there is operational enhancements for Clipper the operators. That's a cubic contract, contract amendment, and that will allow us to act quickly and nimbly to smaller change orders that we need to do with Cubic. The fourth one is another contract item for Cubic, where we basically have a provision in the contract that allows for annual price adjustments, and this contract action item is for that. The next set of contract items has to do with customer service and communications. The first three are to support our in-person walk-up customer service locations. The first one at AC Transit, the next one is the kiosk at Embarcadero, the third one is at the ferry building. And then the fourth item has to do with our public awareness and customer education contract for next year with MIG to support MTC staff. And the fifth contract item is also is a contract that will support an extension of staff for customer education and outreach. So
in summary, what you're putting in front of us are a number of contracts to keep the system moving forward.
Sure, and before I make a staff recommendation, I can answer any questions or I can go right to that. It's a pleasure.
Let's see if there are any questions from commissioners. I'm seeing no questions from commissioners.
So staff recommends that the Operations Committee authorize the Executive Director or his designee to negotiate into these contract actions, subject to the Commission approval of the fiscal year 2014-15 agency budget.
Okay. Thank you. So we have a staff recommendation.
Move approval.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Under discussion, I believe you had something to discuss.
Well, it's a little off target, and I would say it afterwards, but now I have the floor, so I guess
I'll say it now. Anyway, I know that I think Clipper is a game-changing operation, and it will be in our future as well. And I know we're looking forward to some bigger changes in the future, and I'm hoping that maybe in a future meeting, you or our staff could report to us on how far out we're reaching with into the tech community, et cetera, to try to design the next version of Clipper, because I want to make sure that we get as much intellect applied to this next version as possible. So I would think that Stanford and Berkeley and other places, as well as as the tech community and other nonprofits might be very engaged in the next version of Clipper. So I would love to have a report on where we stand on that at a future meeting.
Sure, anyway. Commissioner. We will be coming to this committee in future months with an update on where we are with the next generation of Clipper. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this month we reached a major milestone, and we have over 20 million Clipper transactions, and that is a huge success, and so all of us here at MTC staff are very proud of that and wanted to just mention it to you.
And any other comments?
Yeah, I just wanted Carol Kuster, MTC. I wanted to underscore the point that Jason made and make sure that you all heard that we had hit this important contractual milestone in April. More than 20 million fee-generating transactions. And one of the benefits, not only does that show the continued popularity of Clipper and reflect the very high satisfaction rate that our users have, but also there is a small amount of cost savings to the transit operators in reaching this milestone. So it is an auspicious moment, and it is really the pinnacle of Clipper usage to date. So we hope to continue that upward trend.
Well, don't regard it as a pinnacle, maybe just to this date, but we are climbing ever higher as the months go by. Any other questions, discussion? Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. Tom Bates. So I want to, first of all, congratulate staff. This has not been an easy way to get here, and it's been a long, hard struggle. But we are making great progress. I really appreciate that. One of my comment is that as we look at the future, it might be interesting to see how far out we could go in terms of using the Clipper card. Like, you know, what are the possible new horizons, new frontiers that we might be able to consider? Not maybe right away, but down the line, so that we can start thinking about our systems in a way that would be able to handle those new applications. I'm thinking, you know, like the bike shares, you know, be able to use a Clipper card there. I'm thinking, you know, some places they've even used this for credit cards, right? And, you know, I don't know if we need to go there, but I mean, it's interesting to think about where we could actually take this in the future.
Commissioner, I think it's worth just putting in your brains the thought that the next generation may include a card, but it'll probably include a lot of other things too. Exactly. It won't be just the Clipper card. That's it fine. Might be on your phone. It might be in your wristwatch. It might be in your neck. I don't know. So what we're talking about, the basic idea we're talking about is moving the brains of the operation from the card to the back office. And that allows you to have all sorts of different kinds of devices that actually tag the reader and let you ride the bus. So it is wide open. I think, as Commissioner Halstead said earlier, I think one of our challenges, and it's one of the legacies we're living with, is to make sure our appetites don't get so big that we ask somebody to design a system that is going to be too big to fail. So I think we're going to need to be strategic about how much we take on, because one of the lessons that we've clearly learned on Clipper 1.0 is we tried to build in way too much complexity into the current system, and we're paying for it every day.
Yeah, I don't know, misconstrue my remarks. I just want to look at what the possibilities are, and I recognize there's obviously fiscal constraints and operational constraints and all those things. We're not going to jump into the 23rd century or something.
Thank goodness I played in the front row of the scrum when I played rugby, so I have an 18-and-a-half-inch neck, and I'll be able to clearly have a great bandwidth or whatever that would be. Never mind. In any event, any further comments? Seeing none, we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor say something. Aye?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any opposed? No, nobody opposed. So thank you very much. Hey, Jason, welcome. And the brave new world.
Yes, thank you very much.
Of Clipper 2.0, 3.0, however many 0.0s.
Sorry.
That's quite all right. Commissioner Haggerty, we're going to move rapidly on now to agenda item number 4, MTC Safe Draft FY14-15 Operating and Capital Budget. And here we have Sonia Elsenbatty.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Sonia Alsombari from Finance Budgets. Today, I'll present to you the fiscal year 14-15 draft MTC safe budget. This draft shows a slight surplus of $99,000. The overall revenue of $16 million is $900,000 more than the current revenue, and this is due to additional STP grants to fund the Freeway Service Patrol Program. The overall expenditures of $16 million shows also an increase than the current expenditures, and this is due to a transfer of $1.3 million to MTC to partially fund the Joint Operation Center at Bale Street and the Traffic Management System project. For the capital projects, there are no change except that the Traffic Equipment Management System project will be completed in fiscal year 14-15. For the operating reserve, the unrestricted operating reserve of $6 million is also going to be used to initially fund grant-funded projects until they are reimbursed. This draft is for information only. Staff will present the final budget to this committee in June for approval. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that succinct report. Any questions of staff at this time? I see no questions of staff at this time. This was an information item only. And Mr. Chair of the Legislation Committee, we're about to adjourn the Operations Committee since I have no public speaking cards. And on that note, this committee is adjourned.